Okay, today's daf is Megillah Yerushalmi daf Lamed Daled. As we continue in this exciting parak of Hakorei Omed, many different halachas. There's halacha, there's agada. There's so much here to talk about in these dafim. So we had at the end of the shir last time, we're talking about the parallels between learning and Bimed Har Sinai, that we have to maybe learn standing in the days of old, just like Ma'abed Har Sinai was standing, and we have to do it with a sirsur, with a middle person, and that's why they got upset when the same person was doing the kriya and the targum. So we're up to Reb Chagai. Reb Chagai Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. All the Kanishta, he once went into shul. Chamachad Sofer Moshe Targuma Mingo Sifra. He saw the mitargim, and again, in the days of old, and in some Sephardic shuls, they still do it, the Tirgum. You saw them reading the Tirgum from a text, from a cloth. And Amarle, Asalacha, how could you do that? Right? Tirgum is Torah Shebal Peh. So how could you read that from a cloth? We know Dvarim Shenemru Bepeh, Bepeh. Dvarim Shenemru Bichsav, Bichsav. Right? The Gemara in Gittin also talks about this as well. But again, the way that the Yerushalmi says it is that Dvarim Shebal Peh are meant to be said Bal Peh. Dvarim Shebichsav are meant to be said Bichsav. What does Bichsav mean? Bichsav means from a cloth, right? Reading it from a what we call a chumish is Bal Peh, right? Bichsav has to be from a cloth. So he walked in and he was very upset because you have to keep the two separate, right? We know that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, because of Eis La'asos Hashem, he wrote down the Torah Shebal Peh because it would have been forgotten, and for the sake of the Torah, it has to be written down. But the other way, Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyata Rashai Lo Omran Al Peh, right? You can't mix and match the other way either. So that's a question that the Poskim, the Rishonim, and others, there's a whole Siman in Shulchan Aruch on it. Arachayim Siman Memtes. Whole Siman in Shulchan Aruch about how is it, right? When we say Ashrei is from Tanakh. How do we say that not from a cloth? How do we say that from a sitter? Right? All of Psukit Zimra. Right? Az Yashir. Right? Many of the, some Rishonim say, oh, it only applies to Torah, not to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That is, sir. That doesn't help with Az Yashir. Doesn't help with Kriyashma. Right? So how does that help? So other Rishonim say, Tosfos quotes, and the quote in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos quotes, well, maybe it only applies if you're trying to be motzi somebody with this kriya. Dvarim she, meaning, and the principle will be, Dvarim she bichsav, you can't be motzi al peh. Right? So by all the time, we're not being motzi. As Yashar, I'm saying myself. And, that's why, though, there's a minhag in some shuls for, haftorah. Right? By Torah, Kriyas Torah. So again, it's a chufas at tzibur, but it's still, it's being read from a cloth. But haftorah, in many shuls, they read it from a chumash. Right? They don't read it from a cloth. And if it's not read from a cloth, that's why in some shuls they have a minhag that everybody says it themselves in an undertone, along with the bal kriya of the haftorah, because of this issue. Others say you don't have to because it's a chovas hatzibur. It's not a chovas hayachid anyway, so I don't have to have him say it. Okay, but there's a lot there. Reb Chagai b'shem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman ne'emru dvarim bepeh ve'ne'emru dvarim bechsav ve'en al yodanez b'hem chavivin. How do I know which one is more beloved to Hashem? Torah Shebal Peh or Torah Shebichsav? Ela min ma dechsiv, because the pasuk says, ki al pi adram ha'ela, karati et chabris ve'es Yisrael, al pi adram ha'ela, pi is with verbally, pi is bal peh. Based on these things, I enacted a covenant with the Jews, hada'amram, osan, shebepeh, chavivin. So you learn from here that Shebal Peh is more chaviv in the eyes of Hashem. And that's what the Gemara says also in Gittin, on Daf Samach and Beis in the Bavli, that is what the Bavli paskins, and that is Amar Yochanan Lo Karas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael Ela Bishvil Tvarim Shebal Peh. According to the same pasuk here, it says Al Pi, and in the same pasuk Karasi Brit Bris, and that reflects. The Beis Halevi has a drasha, which you mentioned a while ago, the last drasha. There are 18 drashas of the Beis Halevi. Sometimes they're printed with the Chuvis, sometimes they're printed with the Beis Halevi on Chumash, or both. But I have in both, right? The Chuvis and the Beis Halevi on Chumash. So there, in the last Chuva, that's where he talks about the uniqueness of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the drasha where he talks about the difference between the first Luchos and the second Luchos. The first Luchos, the Medrash says, there was no chilik of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. It was all Torah Shebichsav. All of Torah Shebal Peh was written on the Luchos, so to speak, between the Luchos of Torah Shebichsav. But once the second Luchos were given, so then that's when there was a split. That's when they became Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Shebal Peh. Why was that split? So Beis HaLevi beautifully explains, because Hashem realized that we might sin again, and, you know, he doesn't want to, you know, have us reject him, or he doesn't want to reject us. So he tried to figure out a way, how do I create an eternal relationship? So he knew, Kaviyochol. He knew that there's a chilek between Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah, two types of holy objects. As we have mentioned recently, Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, those have Kedusha while you use it for the Mitzvah, but afterwards, Nizrak, and they can be thrown out. But Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, Tefillin boxes, all those have inherent Kedusha, Tashmishei Kedusha, and those are eternally Kadosh. Sirat Hashem says, I want the Jews to be eternally connected and Kadosh to me. So what did he do? He took the Torah Shebal Peh from the Luchos, and engraved it on the hearts of Am Yisrael. We became the cloth of Torah Shebal Peh. And that's why we have a active part in the creation of Torah Shebal Peh. But that's how Hashem made us, basically, doesn't use these words, but that's what he means, Tashmishei Kedusha. And that's why it was, in a sense, a bracha. Not that we would have wanted in the first place, but after we sinned, Hashem gave a bracha to us in that way, to keep us forever. Achar kach denitan lam haTorah Shebal Peh nimsa diYisrael heim bebechinas klaf shel Torah Shebal Peh. Kamo shamar akasuv kasim aluach libecha. Right, and that's what he says. The Meshech Chachma points out there's a difference that before the Luchos, before the Egel, we were called Kodesh. And afterwards we were called Kadosh. Am Kodesh or Am Kadosh. So that's also a reflection of the inherent nature of the change. We could spend the whole day on Torah Shebal Sav, Torah Shebal Peh. If you look in the, just the one makar, if you look in the Psicha Kolelas, the Prima Gadim has a Hakdama to Orachayim. It was called the Psicha Kolelas. So in there, in the beginning, he talks about nafkaminas between whether something is classified as Torah Shebal Sav or Torah Shebal Peh. Like, my nafkamina. Right? There's, and he quotes like three or four, nafkaminas, whether, you have a suffix or, you'll have to go against it, right? The Taz, right, about not going against something that the Torah matters all the Feir Shlaheter. So that's his, in his introduction, that's what he talks about. Right, he starts off with the unbelievable machlokas. Like, you can't even believe there's a machlokas about this. And Gitt and Daf Samach there. Which is bigger, Torah Shebal Sav or Torah Shebal Peh? It's a machlokas. Machlokas Amoraim, which is bigger? How could you say Torah Shebal Sav is bigger? Torah Shebal Sav is one book. Torah Shebal Peh is bookcases and bookcases. How could you say that? So the Mefarshim explain, well, most of Torah is darshaning psukim. What do you consider that? When you use the Midrash, HaTorah, Nedreshes, B'Hen, Kavachomer, Gzereshava, not so much Kavachomer, but Gzereshava, Hekish, when you use all of those rules, is that called, that's the majority of Torah Shebal Peh. Is that called Torah Shebal Peh or is that called Torah Shebal Sav? Because it's based on the psukim that we darshan. So that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan v'Reb Yudin Reb Shimon. Chad Amar. So we'll see really this is a Machlokas. But had a Darshan, like which one did Hashem is Chaviv more to Hashem? So Chad Amar, we're going to go with the Pnei Moshe's reading of this. Chad Amar. You have to read the whole Pasuk that we just said. Right? We just said, Ki al pi adrama eila karati etcha. And the Amor was Medayik. But read the first part of that Pasuk. Says the kasav lachas advar ma'ela ki api advar ma'ela. So you have kasav in there too. You have Torah Shebechsav in that pasuk too. So chad amar im shimarta masha bepeh v'shimarta masha bechsav ani koreset chabris. If you keep both of them, meaning the krisas bris is based on both of them. V'im lav ani koreset chabris. So this first opinion argues on what we just said. The krisas bris and the chavivus is not dafk on Torah Shebechsav. It's on both. It's on both. It's a package deal. The Charana Amar, but the other opinion says, no, really, as the Pnei Moshe explains, really it's the Torah Shebal Peh, because that's the second half of the Pasuk. The phrase Karati Yitzcha Bris is with Api Advar Ma'ela. What's the whole Pasuk? The whole Pasuk just means you're going to get Schar for both of them. Im Shimarta Masha Bepeh V'Shimarta Masha Bechzav Atanot Aschar. V'Im Lav En Atanot Aschar. It just means that you're going to get Schar for both of them. But the Krisas Bris, the special covenant that we have with Hashem, is on the Torah Shebal Peh. Good. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Pasuk says, describing Maimon Har Sinai, beginning of Devarim, Alehem, V'alehem. It could have said Alehem, and it says V'alehem, right? The Pasuk says, V'alehem, G'chol Advarim Asher Diber. Talking about the Luchos. Kol, it says Kichol. Dvarim, it says Hadvarim. So you have all these extra letters, three extra letters. So that includes Mikra, Umishna, all this was given at Har Sinai. Mikra, that means all Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The messages of Nevi'im and Ksuvim were also given on our Sinai. The Tanakh, Mishnah, the Talmud, Va'agadah. Rabbi Agadah, this is a similar drasha written in the beginning of Maseches Brachas in the Bavli, but these are the three. The Mefarshim say, wait a minute, there's three extra letters and there's four things on the list. So how do we include that? So the Karbonator says, well, Mikra is Pashup Shat. So we don't have to have an extra ribui to include that. Mikra mi pashtei dekra mashba. You don't need a pasuk for that. V'yafilu mashat Talmud vasik asin lahoros. And even what a Talmud is going to pasuk in the future. We take out the next two words because the Talmud is not allowed to pasuk in front of their Rebbe. So even what a Talmud is going to say, kfar nemar lemoshe mi Sinai. Everything that was going to be all chidushim were there going to be said at Har Sinai. What does that mean? So every single thing, every single chidush, every single ksos. So the Maris Chaya says, no, it just means the potential, because all the tools were given. The tools of darshaning and the tools of coming up with chidushim were given. So that's what it means. The Maris Chaya says, it doesn't mean every single explicit chidush of Rabbi Kiva Eger was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But it means the tools that Rabbi Kiva Eger used to get to his chidushim, that was already given to Moshe. That's what the Maris Chaya says in Megillah, Yutasim Abeis. Like we had the Gemara earlier. So that's one way of understanding. Others say that, no, maybe it means every Chiddush. Moshe Rabbeinu learned every Chiddush. It's a beautiful Medrash. Well, let's just do the next line, then we'll say the Medrash. Hadu dechsiv, and this is alluded to in the following pasuk in Koheles. Yesh davar sheyomar re'ezeh chadashu. You might think this is new. V'chaveir mashivo, and then his friend answers in the second half of the pasuk. Kfar haya lo'olamim asher haya milfaneinu. So it looks new, but it's really not new. Shmos Rabbah. If you look in Shmos Rabbah, we know we have Medrash Rabbah on the five books of the Torah and on the Megillos. Right, we have Medrash Tanchuma, and we have a Yalkut on all of Tanakh. Right, we have other Mefarshim on other Midrashim on just Torah. Right? There's different authorities of Midrashim. Right, certain Midrashim are more authoritative than others. Obviously, there's Medrash Halacha, there's Medrash Agada. Medrash Halacha is obviously halachic. Right, Medrash Halacha of Michilta on Shmos and Sifra on Vayikra. And Sifri on Bamidbar and Dvarim. There's no Medrash Halacha on Bereishis because there's no Halacha in Bereishis. But Medrash Agada is on all. So there, in Shmos, here in Chavches, the Medrash talks about two things. He says, Man sheneviim asidim lehisnabos b'chol dar vadar kiblo me'ar Sinai. So first the Medrash says, all Nevuah, all messages of Nevuah, of all Neviim, throughout history, was already given at our Sinai. Shekin Moshe Amalem Lisrael, Kiyasar Yeshno Poa, Imanu Omen Ayom, Vesacher Inenu Poa, Imanu Omen Ayom. And then he talks about all the Neshamos, so Asidos Libaros, right, they were all there. And then it says, Velo Kala Neviim Bilvad, Kiblu Mi Sinai Nevuasan, Ela Afa Chachamim, Haomdim Bechol Dar Vadar, Kal Echad Ve'echad Kibela Shalo Mi Sinai. So it's not just the Nevuah, it's the Chachma, like our Gemara says here. Okay, back to Kriya and Megillah and Torah. Tani, lo yushnayim karim batorah v'echad matargim. You can't have two people read from the Torah and one matargim. Right, the Torah, only one person is allowed to be reading. Right, different than what the Mishnah say. You can have two people reading the Megillah. You can't have two people reading the Torah. Amar b'zeora mipnei habracha, why not? Why can't two people read the Torah? So the first opinion is, because whoever's reading the Torah has to make the bracha on the Torah. And you don't need two people making brachas on the Torah. So it's an extra bracha. So that's why only one person should read, because then one person would make the bracha. Vatani lo yu shnayim matargim v'echad koreh. One second. I don't think that's the reason, because look at the next line of the Braisa. It says the flip. Two people shouldn't be matargim, and one read the Torah. Islacha me'er b'nei bracha. So that obviously is not because of the bracha, right? Matargim is not because of the bracha. You don't make a bracha on the tirgum. So there must be a different reason why there's no two people can't read the Torah. Ela misham shein shnei kolos nechlasim bozenachas, because as the Bavli calls it, shrei kali lo mishtami. Right, you can't have two voices at once, and therefore Chazal want you to be able to hear the Torah and focus on the Torah. It's the basis of halacha. So therefore, you say shrei kali is not mishtami when it comes to that. What about Megillah? Right, what about Megillah? Our Mishnah. So that's what the Bryce says. I did the chaviva. What is chaviva? Right, Megillah is more beloved than Torah. So number one, it could be that no, but it's just more common, and just human nature. Human nature. We hear Torah every week, so it's not as beloved. Megillah is once a year, twice a year. So that's maybe why it's chaviv. Number one, the Meiri in Megillah, Chaf Aleph says, because we love the Purim story. We all love the Purim story. That's why it's chaviv. So we love the Torah also. But that's the Meiri's line. Shemitoch sha'asipur chaviv lohem nosen leva leho umavinim. Meaning, because it's chaviv, I'm going to work very hard and focus and be able to hear it even though there are two people reading it. Again, but it doesn't apply to Torah. Tini, shnayim korim batorah vein, shnayim korim menavi. Two people, this brisa says it is allowed. Two people can read Torah, but two people cannot read Navi, Haftorah. Amar Rabbi Ula, kraos batorah ein kraos banavi. What does that mean? Every mafarish on the page has another pshat. We'll go with the Pnei Moshe. Kraos batorah. The takana of Kriyas HaTorah goes way back to Moshe, to Ezra. So that's why people are, that is chaviv. That is chaviv to people, and therefore they're going to focus on it, and that's why you're allowed to have two people reading the Torah, according to this daya. Right? It's very, look at the last few skinny lines in the Pnei Moshe. Iker achiyav bitachanis Moshe ve'ezra, shiikorin batorah, v'yemkein hol v'kriyas ha'torah chova aleihem, yavi datayu, l'shmoa afilu mishnayim ha'korin. Right? It's a very chashuv reading. But Navi, it's not that level of takana, and therefore it's not needed. It's not allowed. Piti. Tani, echad korei b'Torah v'echad matargim. Another brisa. No, only one, like we said before. One person is allowed to read the Torah v'echad matargim. Lo echad korei v'shai matargimin. You can have one and one. You can have one korei and shai matargimin, or the flip. Lo shnayim, flip the gersa. Korin v'echad matargim. Basically, by Torah, one and one. That's it. Lo shnayim korin v'shai matargimin. You can't have two and two. You can't have one and two in either direction. You can have two and two. Right? Only one and one. That's by Torah. Ubin Navi. Why is it so crucial by Torah? Because Torah teaches you halacha. And you don't want to get messed up or misunderstand something and not hear something properly. So that's why Torah has a higher standard. Ubin Navi, Echad Korev, Echad Matargim. Navi also, it's better, one and one, but there's more flexibility. Echad Korev, Shnayim Matargimin. You can have one reading and two do the Tirgum. Lo Shnayim Korev, Echad Matargim. You can't have two people reading and one Matargim. Lo Shnayim Korev, Shnayim Matargimin. You can't have two and two either. So the only one that you're allowed to have is one Korev and two Matargimin. Ubin Megillah, Echad Korev, Echad Matargim. Echad Korev, Shnayim Matargimin. Shnayim Korev, Echad Matargim. Shnayim Korev, Shnayim Matargimin. As we said, by Megillah, it's all allowed. It's all allowed because people are extra focused by Megillah, and therefore there's more flexibility. Says the Gemara, "Vahatargum ma'akev." Is the targum ma'akev like you have to do targum? So Amar Rabbi Yosa min Mada Anan Cham min Rabbanan Nafkin Tanisa. From the fact that I saw rabbis going out on one of those public fast days that we had to go and daven outside, Vikari and they used to lane velo mitargumin and they wouldn't do tirgum. Because it's a fast day and it's hot outside. We don't have to stay outside the whole time. So they shortened it. So hada amra shena targum ma'akev. So you see targum is not ma'akev. Amar Reb Yona, alagav dat amra ena targum ma'akev, ta'a machzirin oso. Even though it's not ma'akev, if somebody did tirgum and made a mistake, you gotta correct him. Right? This is what's called kolamosev goreya. You didn't have to do the tirgum. But if you did the tirgum and you messed up, so then you have to be machzir him. Right, we know the principle of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. Right, so even though this is talking about the public reading of the Targum, we know there is a private reading of the Targum. Right, the Gemara says, even though Avopi, right, that you hear the Torah in Shul, everybody has to be Mashlim Parshiyosav. Mashlim Parshiyosav. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked by someone sitting in Kolel who learns Ksosin, Nesivus, and Rabbi Kiva Eger all day, do I have to be Maver Sedra Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum? You know what I learn? Rav Moshe says, yes, you're not potter from any mitzvah d'rabbanan. There's a mitzvah d'araisa of Talmud Torah. But of course, Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. I always found amazing to think about, so that's halach in the Gemara. Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. What does it mean in the Gemara? Unkelus. Targum means unkelus. And then all of a sudden, right, 600 years after the Gemara, Rashi lives, and Rashi writes a commentary, and the later Rishonim say, oh, you could also use Rashi. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says Yerei Shemayim does both, but the later Rishonim say, you could do Rashi. How did Rashi get into the Gemara? Right, there's a halacha in the Gemara that you have to read Targum. And 700 years later, the Rishonim say, Rashi could be count as Targum. Rashi lived 600 years after this halacha was said. And all of a sudden, Rashi gets in there. It shows the unbelievable stature that the Rishonim gave Rashi. Right? The Ramban calls him the Bechor, Lo Mishpat HaBechorah. But Rashi somehow, you know, had this power, the commentary, to get in there. Right? We've quoted, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's grandson quoted, said that, I could fathom how my grandfather wrote his commentary on Shas. We can't. But he says, I could fathom how he wrote his commentary on Shas. I can't fathom how he wrote his commentary on Chumash. So we're like, Rashi on Chumash? Right? Rabbeinu Tam. Right? How many Sfarim have been written on Rashi on Chumash? Hundreds. Hundreds. Just trying to explain every little word of Rashi. When Rashi says something and Rashi doesn't say something. When Rashi just quotes a Dibra Maskil and says V'chulu and doesn't say a word. Right? There's this unbelievable. Okay. So that's Targum. So the Gemara says that a Targum is not ma'akiv, but if you made a mistake, you have to be ma'aksir. So these are examples of mistakes that were made. We had this Gemara, the next couple of lines, way back in Bikurim, if you remember. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Chad Mechazer. Why do we have it in Bikurim? Because the first one. Right? What does it say in Kisavo? You have to bring a basket. Right? You have to put it in the tenet. What does tenet mean? So we know, I just said, basket. But Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Chad Mechazer, Mana. One of them went back when Mana was said. What does that mean? So the Karban Eda explains that when the Targum translated Tena as Mana, Mana just means a kli, right? It means a kli. And Vacharana Amar, right? So it's not a kli. It's a specific basket, right? That's what he was machzir, right? So the Karban Eda says, Mashma mizeh shekol kli kasha lavi b'tocha bikurim. You could use any kli. You translate Tena as a Mana. You could use any kli for bikurim. No. You have to say basket. Only, right, a basket, a kosher, elashel eitz, shenikra sal, right, and that's why he corrected him. The charana, machzir, and the other one, was machzir, patirin im yarkonin. When it says matzos al merorim, it was translated, patirin means matzah, but yarkonin just means vegetables, from the word yarek. But that was the translation of merorim, so he corrected him. It's not merorim. Viyomar, change it to viyomar, patirin im merorim. So one of these great rabbis corrected the basket one, and one of them corrected the matzah al-marorim. V'lo yadid man amar da, we weren't sure which one said which, and we want to know the correct mesorah. So min man da'amar Rabbi Yonah, from the fact that Rabbi Yonah was the one that said, that asked the question, ma'ol avin betam chuyim shel kesef, whether you could bring bikurim in silver bowls, right, in silver bowls, whether he had that shaila, it must be that he was the one that was makbid, that havei du machzir mana v'yomer salah. Must be he's the one that said, oh, no means a basket. Doesn't mean any kli. He wouldn't have asked the question if it meant any kli. Then obviously you could bring it with any kli, even silver. So it must be he's the one that made that correction. Rabbi Pinchas machazer patimin b'nei torin. He made the following correction, right? He said, when it says in the Torah, torin u'b'nei yona, different types of birds. Those are the two types of birds that are kosher for karbanos, right? Torin and B'nai Yonah. So what is B'nai Yonah? So the translator, the Matargim, thought that B'nai Yonah means like skinnier. And Torin means fatter, right? Because B'nai means like smaller. So Mechazer, when the person said Patimin, fattened doves, B'nai Torin and skinny doves. And he changed it. So he says, V'yomar, Torin, B'nai Torin. No, it's not a question of fatter and skinnier, right? It's two types. It's not big and small. Right, there's two types, and one of them is allowed when they're younger. One of them is allowed when they're older. Right, the only two types of birds that are allowed to be karbanos. Fine. Minayin l'targum? How do we know? Where do you know of a source of doing targum, of translating and explaining the Torah? So Rav Zora b'shem Rav Chananel, it's alluded to already in the pasuk. It's alluded to in the pasuk here in Nehemiah. V'yikru b'sefer Torah Elokim. So every phrase in this pasuk is telling me something else. From earlier generations, Zeh Mikra. They read from the Torah, that's Mikra. Meforash Zeh Targum. There it is. So Meforash, that word in the Pasuk teaches me that it was Targum. Vishum Seichel Elo HaTa'amim. That's what we call the Trup. Right? The Ta'ameh HaMikra. That goes way back. V'yavinu BaMikra Zeh Mesores. That's how you write. There's the Kri and the Ksiv, how you write certain words and letters. V'yesh Omrim Elo HaHechriim. Some say, what was the Mesorah? HaHechriim are certain Psukim that are mentioned elsewhere in the Gemara that are very unclear how you read them. Like, do you read the middle part of the pasuk with the first half of the pasuk or with the second half of the pasuk? You have to be machria one of the ways, right? The carbon eda here says, leida heichan hadavar note, kigom psukim o tevo she'elam hechra. Sometimes you're not sure how to read them. V'yeshomrim elu rashi psukim. And some say how the psukim are split up. That was given in the, in Masorah. So we know, we paskin that if you mess up a word, if the Balkari messes up a word and it means something else, you have to correct him. But, Mr. Baruch Helik Beis, but Shrup, they quote Shem Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that he was machzir on Shrup. If somebody, if a Balkari messed up the Tamei HaMikra, then, but we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin. In Kufman Beis, we paskin that if a Balkari messes up on Shrup, so then as long as it didn't change the meaning of a word, then there is no need to correct. Right, karev ta afilu b'diktuk os achas machzir and oso. Right, you're machzir him if that's the Shulchan Aruch. Rama aval im ta'a b'neginas hatam o b'nikud ein machzir and oso aval gorin bo. You growl a little bit, but you don't. That comes from a Chumas Hadeshen. The Chumas Hadeshen in the second volume of the Chumas Hadeshen, which some say those are actual chuvas. Right, the first. Shuvatashen, they say it was just a sefer that was written in question and answer form. But volume 2, which is called Psakim, Uksavim, those were actual Shuvah. See, he was asked. They come to Shul, nobody knows the laning. Nobody knows the laning. They all know the words of the Torah, because they all know the Torah by heart. But they don't know, nobody knows the trup. What do you do? That was the question. So what do you do? Should you not have laning? Should you not have laning? So the Truman Sedation says, you could have laning. And I saw many times the Balkare 500 years ago, right? Truman Sedation, he was a late Rishon. So I saw many times they walked into the shul, nobody knew the laning, the trup, and they read it anyway. They didn't make them repeat, even though they growled a little bit. So that's quoted in the Rama. It's quoted in the Rama. Okay. Rabbi Zaora b'shem Rav Chananel afilu ragil Torah keEzra lo yehe hoge mipiv. Even if or ragil batorah. Even if somebody right knows if you have a sofer, he knows the whole Torah by heart, like Ezra, right? Lo yehe hoge mipiv. When he writes the Torah, when the sofer writes the Torah, he can't write it from memory, right? Lo yehe hoge mipiv. He shouldn't say it mipiv. I'll just add in a few words here. V'kore b'ma shekasav. But really, he should read what's written. Right? K'mo shenemar b'barach. Fascinating source. What's the source that whenever you write a Torah, you have to write it from another Torah? So there might be something deeper here, that there's a concept of mesorah. Right? It always has to be going back from Torah to Torah. So, but where do you know that from? Because when Baruch ben Neriah wrote down Echa, he heard it from Yirmiyahu. Baruch ben Neriah. That was the line. He was the Talmud of Yirmiyah. And remember what the Gemara says in Megillah? Ezra HaSofer didn't make Aliyah until Baruch, who was like 100 years old, until Baruch died. So in the Rambam, it's 40 people from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravina and Ravashi. So in the middle, you got Yirmiyahu, Baruch, Ezra. So Baruch was the Talmud of Yirmiyahu. So when Baruch wrote down Echa, it says, Mipiv Yikra Eli Eskal Rama Ela, from his mouth, he read all these things. V'ani Kosev HaSefer B'dio, and I write it B'dio. It says from there that Baruch heard it from Ezra and wrote it right down. So the Karban Eda explains, and the other Mefarshim, that's Ke'ilu he wrote it mitoch haksav. Because when you hear it from the Navi talking, that's Ke'ilu, it's written down. And he wrote it, he didn't like wait and then write it the next day. Right when he heard it from Yirmiyahu, he wrote it down. That's what the Karban Eda says. Upiv di Yirmiyah liksav dami. Interesting. Right? The mouth of Yirmiyahu was like a cloth. Dahabishosh, and it's not because right when he was having Nevuah, he said it. And that's even for Echa. So surely for Torah, you have a higher standard. Says the Gemara of Atani Maisa Bermeir Shahisa Baasya. One time Bermeir was in Asya, Velohayasha Megillah Ksuva Ivris, Vikasa Mipivakar, yay? Bermeir once was in Asya, and he wrote it, and, he wrote it from memory. Wrote it from memory. Right, so the Gemara has two answers. Ein Lameda Mishasat Chak, number one, it was Shasat Chak. Right, there was no Torah there. So he had to write it from memory. And some say, no, he wrote two. He wrote one from memory, but then once he had one, then he wrote a second one from the first one. Then he was going as the first one, the Karabishnia. Which is interesting. You might think like the whole point is just to have the connection. But here you didn't have the connection. So from here, it sounds like, no, it's a din in just writing mitoch haksav, not just connecting, because here he made up basically his own, created a new line. Rabbi Shomar Yochanan Kasav Kol Kariya Mipume. Rabbi Yossi says, I could write the whole thing from memory. Right? The whole thing from memory. He was saying, if Torah would be forgotten, I would be able to write it down myself. Rabbi Chiya Rabba Amar, this is Rabbi Chiya. This story is quoted in the Bavli twice, in Bamitzi and Ksubis, and the Gemara starts off by saying there, Kama Gedolim Maisa Chiya. How great is the story of Rabbi Chiya? So, Rabbi Chiya Rabba Amar, right, today's my father's yard site. It's one of the Vracha. So he wrote, I spoke at my elementary school graduation. So I remember he wrote my speech, so he quoted this Gemara. I remember he quoted this Gemara that he wrote the thing, and there's a Gemara about, education starts from the early stages. Reb Chiya Rabba Amar, Yochalana Kasav Kol Kriya Batrein Money. Reb Chiya Rabba says, I could get the whole Torah written down for 2 pence, for 2 little mana, a little bit of money. Why, hey Chavida, what does he do? Zabin Batrein Money, Zorat Akitan, he would take the 2 little coins and buy some flax seed. Vizara lay and plant it. Vachatza lay and have it grow into flax. And then he would cut it. Vyavar Chavlin, and then he would make it into ropes. And then he make the ropes into nets. The Tavasavia, then he would catch deer. And then he would check the deer. And he would give the meat to the poor. And he would take the cloth of the deer and write on it, the kasav, kalkari al mashrechon, and write the whole Torah on the skins. Right? In the Bavli, it says he would take 11 klafim, write chamishi chumsha Torah on 5, write shisha shizri mishnah on the other 6, and then give it to each Talmud, and then tell them, learn it yourself, and then teach it to the other ones. And in that way, he would make sure that Torah was not forgotten. Shama Rebbe v'yomar, Ashri Hador Shatem Betocho. So here is just that you're both are great, right? In the Bavli it says Rebbe Chi is greater. So the question is why? Why couldn't he just buy cloth from the store? The Mefarshim say. Why do you have to plant flax and make the ropes and make the nets? Just buy. It has to be lishma from the beginning. It has to be lishma from the first step. From the first step in education, has to be lishma. Fine. One more line. Ketzad humavarech aleha. What's the bracha on Megillah? Obviously not before, but after. So, I don't think we've had him before. Zakai Tabcha. Zakai the butcher. B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Harabas Rivcha. Vanoki Vizigmascha. Vagualcha. Haoshiacha Mikafa Ritzcha. Right? Similar to what we say after the Megillah. Akadu Besof Bitchila. That's fine, the bracha afterwards. What about beforehand? It's like Gemara says, Harahi Kachol Shar Mitzvah Sesho Torah. It's like any mitzvah. Any mitzvah. Ma Shar Kala Mitzvah Tunas Bracha. Zu Tunas Bracha. Right? You need a bracha. Just like any bracha is a mitzvah. Megillah needs a bracha. Interesting. What's the Havamina? Right, what's the question? Every mitzvah needs a berachas mitzvah. Is there a havamina that by Megillah, for some reason, you wouldn't need a berachas mitzvah? So that's a good question, but we'll have to stop here. By kasav the Torah, by the Shem, we will pick up.